With everything in the art scene in Cincinnati, it's always fun to remember that children are our biggest audiences. And joining me this evening is John Lewandowski, the artistic director at Madcap Productions. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Jim. It's nice to be here.
Madcap Puppets has for years been a favorite of Cincinnati children.
It is a staple in Cincinnati, yes.
And now you're even going to be a bigger staple, as it were, in Westwood with their new redevelopment plan.
Well, we are, in fact, in the middle of repurposing a historic building in the historic business district. A few years back, Madcap looked around and looked at really what we were doing and realized that with the huge volume of work we do, we reach 200,000 people every season. We do 800 shows across 15 states, and very few people locally know who we are. This was a challenge. We recognized that and said, well, we need to create a location where people in the region can come see a Madcap show, where we can exhibit our 800-plus puppets from around the world that we have, and expand our educational services, both workshops for kids, professional development for actors, for people in other professions, medical profession, those who use puppets, and expand our services generally. We did that, and we found a beautiful facility, 21,000-square-foot historic building in the heart of Westwood's business district. And we are in the process of repurposing this building, where we'll have a 200-seat theater, an 80-seat black box theater community center. We will also have classroom space, office space, and a wonderful 6,000-square-foot exhibit hall, where people will be able to see our puppets and view them and see what they look like coming from all over the world.
Now, several listeners may be wondering, where is this building that's able to be repurposed like this? Give us a little bit of background on the building and where it's actually located.
The building, it's located on Harrison and Epworth Avenues on the corner there. It was originally a Cincinnati Bell switching station. They built, I think, four of these. Harry Hake was the architect who in 1925 designed this particular building. He did a lot of city buildings around the state for municipal government and that sort of thing. It's Italian Renaissance Revival-styled building with a very large auditorium on the upper floor that we will be transforming into a theater. It's in the center of the business district. One of the reasons we chose that location is a few years back, the city of Cincinnati decided that they were going to reinvest in some of the historic neighborhood business districts, and they chose four locations, four business districts as a kind of pilot project. And the Westwood Business District was one of them. As they did that, they went through an entire SWOT analysis, looking at the strengths, weaknesses, threats, and opportunities for the business district. And we participated as a property owner in the business district and became targeted as one of the anchor institutions, in fact, for the revitalization effort. We will be literally in the center of the district. Our activity, when we finally open our doors, will be bringing in 20 to 30 to 40,000 family members annually. So we will build incentives into the activity and start to draw other businesses to the district. Family arts and a family arts district is one of the goals that we are trying to push forward with this revitalization effort in the city.
What are some of the businesses that Madcap and Westwood are hoping to attract into the new revitalized business district?
Everyone has been dying for a coffee shop. They always talk about a coffee shop, an ice cream shop, more restaurants, the types of things you can go to after a concert, after a show. After you go with your family to see a puppet show at the new Madcap Center, then you can go and maybe have a brunch or breakfast at a restaurant. And the types of activities, other arts organizations, there is a new group called the Broad Hope Collective, which opened up very close to us. And they were interested in opening their new storefront, in fact, because of the activity that's being generated by this redevelopment effort.
There are currently some businesses in the business district that young people in the arts may be familiar with. There's dance supply stores. There's Capels. There's another theater company at the other end of the business district.
And there's Hanky Winery.
And Hanky Winery, which has a wonderful restaurant and wine bar there.
That's right.
I'm assuming that Westwood is hoping to build upon these and bring in new...
Absolutely.
So entrepreneurs who may be interested in doing something might look at Westwood.
Developers, there has been this idea, this notion that there is a divide between the East and West, when in fact there is not a huge number, there's not a lot of reasons or destinations, let me put it that way, for people regionally to come to Westwood. It has an incredible housing stock, and most of the people that live there love the neighborhood, beautiful homes, beautiful locations, but there aren't the kind of businesses that would draw people from other regions into the neighborhood, and we're hoping to change that. We're hoping to create a destination that will attract families and others to the neighborhood and start to drive this development a bit with the arts. I think the arts are the strongest motor for this type of development. And the arts are often overlooked and not recognized. One of the things we're doing that's interesting, because of this project, I contacted Dr. Michael Romanos at UC DAP School of Planning, and he put together a team, and they're doing a 5-year longitudinal study on the impact of MadCap, of the arts, on the revitalization and economic development of this historic business district. It was an opportune moment because there really is very little in the district. And us moving into the district gave them a kind of baseline to do this study and to develop a document that really can demonstrate how the arts do have an impact, how they do have economic vitality in their heart and soul, and they are an essential part of our lives, and they are not something that you can go without.
None of this can happen without...
puppets, of course.
Without puppets.
Puppets are the crossroads of the arts, Jim.
It involves so many different things.
It's where the lyric, the dramatic, and the fine arts all come together in one unique form. It's probably the most diverse form of art on the planet. It exists in every culture, on every continent, and it's the oldest known form of performing arts that we've discovered through all the historical work that's been done. And we are that old, yes.
And MadCap's been at it for about 32 years.
That's right.
You mentioned before you do touring through 15 states. You also do residencies at a couple of locations here in Cincinnati.
We do a lot of educational services, residencies in schools. We are very active in a number of different markets. We go to schools where we do shows for schools, in schools, for the children. We also do performances with orchestras, youth concerts, where we will do guest appearances with major symphony orchestras across the country. We also do adult pieces. Recently, we did a co-production with the No Theater based on Evgeny Schwartz's The Dragon, which is a political satire. And we do opera. We did Emmanuel de Falla's Master Peter, which is an opera for chamber orchestra and I think 5 singers. So we do a number of different types of activity, and we really reach people in all different markets. One of our strengths is that we are accessible whether you're a young child, an adult, or a family member. Any age, we have the types of activities and shows that are attractive.
Even though this is part of a civic revitalization, MadCap is doing their part in raising money for their facility.
Our capital campaign. We are, in fact, in the middle of a capital campaign in order to finish the repurposing of this building. We have wonderful chairs. Mark and Rosemary Schlachter joined us, and we have Michael LaRosa, who is on our campaign committee chair. And those three people are really instrumental in helping us assist in putting together the community and the support we need in order to achieve our goal. It is really an important goal, not only for MadCap, because it will transform the organization, but for the community, for Westwood, for the neighborhood, and for the city. We will become a regional destination, not only a neighborhood arts organization, but we will start to attract attention nationally and across the entire tri-state area with activities.
And while we're waiting for the facility to open up, you're still performing, coming up at the Cincinnati Arts Museum and at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. You have Twain's Twisted Tales.
We are doing a performance that's based on Mark Twain, on his life, on some of his stories. It will be the 15th and 16th at the Art Museum and the 22nd of March at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. Many of our performances are based on this kind of comic, absurd, giant furry puppet style of fractured fairy tales. It's often called that. And these are shows for the entire family. They're comic. We'll often get children who will join us on stage for parts of the show. There's audience participation in the art making, in the activities that we do. They're very lively and very excited types of activities.
Well, for more information on Madcap, their new Westwood facility, their upcoming performances, and their Pass the Hat Capital campaign, please be sure to visit our website at WVXU.org. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, John Lewandowski. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Jim.
And as an extra special treat, John is going to play us out with a song from one of the many Madcap shows you may be familiar with.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says it still is news. Your mama may have, your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Your rich relations gives crusts of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Your mama may have, your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money, you got special friends running round your door, but when you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more. Your rich relations gives crusts of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Your mama may have, your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure. Hope to see you all at Madcap sometime.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.